Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Can it be? We are back again. It is. It's true. My name's Mal, and this is the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. Wow. New band alert. Can you imagine it? Yes, new band and a story. Well, it's not that big of a story, but it's kind of cool. Yeah, I'm trying to think what's been going on. It's been like crazy town. Let's see, last week was the Super Bowl. Didn't watch a second of it because I didn't care for the teams involved. And I don't know. I will be honest. In kind of a weird place right now. I don't go on the internet very much anymore. I don't go on CNN because it's nothing but Trump, and I don't care for Trump. And it's either one way or the other. It's so slanted. It seems like almost like the news isn't really news anymore. And then I don't go on Facebook. I used to go on social media quite a bit, and that's just degraded into a big pile of yuck. First, it was the first 6 months leading up to the political intrigue, and then and that was so intolerable I couldn't take it. Seemingly rational people just losing their minds, and then afterwards I couldn't because of it. Just kind of kept going. So, and then social media is gone, and then if you hate the two, like, I don't really like watch a lot of sports, and if you don't like the team that you know is going to win the Super Bowl every year, kind of don't go to ESPN either. I'm kind of in a weird place. Everything, I'm staying away from it all because it angers me. So I'm just kind of chilling out and listening to records. It's not a terrible place to be. Plus, I'm also watching a lot of movies every week because of the various shows we do. If you didn't know, this isn't the only radio show I do. I also do one called Asian Cult Cinema with my friend Dr. Morbius. And that's just right here on Radio St. Pete. It's just all kinds of crazy, crazy stuff. It used to be called Kung Fu Theater. But then we started to realize the Kung Fu was kind of turning into this casserole of nonsense. Couldn't even differentiate them anymore. So then we're like, let's do Asian Cult Cinema. That opens up the floodgates to the insanity. And I also do one called Slow Robot A Go-Go. That's a B-movie review show. Go to bunchofdorks.com. And you're going to find all kinds of stuff there. That's one of them. Okay, got the shilling done early. Isn't that nice of me? Yeah, of course it is. So, all right, let's do some actual music because that's why you're here, I'm assuming. Well, that and to listen to my melodious voice and deep, thoughtful insights. Oof, grandiose. Here's some music.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
have a fun time.
Two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
Very nice. That was Die All Right from the new world release, Minor World. I played URA, Hello, and Garden. I first saw them many years ago. Now, what was it like? Oh my God, it's coming up on 4 or 5 years. I go, oh my God, I'm getting so old. I went to Korea to teach English to kids who hate English, and while I was there, I thought the world was it was only K-pop, because that's all that I heard about. Because obviously you're in a middle school, but then I found the underground, the underbelly of the music scene in Korea, which was vibrant and alive and awesome. And one of the bands I got to see two times play there was a band called Midnight Smoke and Drive, and they were just really good. And I saw them twice, and I actually sat down and had a few beers with them. And then the lead singer left, and she started a different band, which is Die All Right. And, I've been in contact, and when they put their new album out, they sent it to me, and I said, I thank you very much. And that is what you're hearing right now. This is brand new stuff, you know. And that's the amazing world we live in. I was originally going to talk a little bit got that cold or flu that went around. I know it tore through my workplace and left no one alive. It was crazy. Man, was it bad. 2 weeks I was down. And still coughing and hacking and sometimes waking up feeling a little bit funky. You know how they always say, like, oh, you know, the human race is going to get wiped out. It's not going to be an asteroid. It's going to be, you know, a virus, a super virus. I think we're like two variations away from that. I think that one that came around this year. Yeah. It's going to tweak slightly, and then we'll all be wiped out because no one will survive. I didn't want to survive. I did through perseverance because I was like, if I die, who will carry on the indie circuit? Ugh. And I drank Theraflu and cried and felt sorry for myself as I snuggled up with like a little comforter and my cats. And then I pulled through for you. All for you. Hey, here's some more music to wash down that BS I just said.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Well, it's all in your mind, she says. we know between us now. Baby, I'm not blind to see what's going on in our life. Set me free. Set me free. Set me free. Set me free.
Thank you. swagging my street. She was walking down the street, looking heavily sweet. She is so fine.
So fine.
Al Capone said something is going wrong. Listen, boys, come over here. I'll send you down to Louisiana.
Mark! Yeah! Ing! Yeah! Bird! Yeah! 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 Mockingbird! Don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a mockingbird! And if that mockingbird...
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody!
The Crypt of Dark Secrets, Satan's sinister sister Fear is on the prowl. She's returned from the dead to live again, and this time she's after your skin. Evil lives within the Crypt of Dark Secrets. Plus,
Skullbuster in action when the baddest dude on earth wastes everything but time. He slams them, rams them, and jams them in 7 blows of the dragon. Rated R.
The cheerleaders, an American phenomenon. These are the girls who give their all to help their team win.
Jeannie, you get the quarterback. Patty, you get
everything you've heard about cheerleaders comes true. See, the cheerleaders.
Plus, on the same bill.
Hi, I'm Kathy, and just listen to this. The cheerleaders are back in our greatest adventure yet. Revenge of the Cheerleaders. Revenge of the Cheerleaders will show you why we're the team that everybody wants to make. We know the best way for our team to get ahead is for them to get a little behind. And that's what we're here for. So if you want to see the girls that put the high in high school and the laughs in your life, come check out Revenge of the Cheerleaders. We're everybody's favorite student bodies.
The Cheerleaders plus Revenge of the Cheerleaders, together at last and rated R.
I just ate the most acid I've ever seen anybody eat in my life.
All right, on the other side of the break, that was The Gentleman of Rock and Roll. I played Perfect, Set Me Free, and She's So Fine. Now, as I alluded to earlier in the show, I have a brand new band that has signed on and said, yes, you can play our music. A little known fact, a little bit, I'll pull back the curtain, man. Like, whoa. The Indie Circuit, being an independent show, independent music, I'm kind of on my own to go out and find bands and find music. A lot of this stuff is stuff I like, stuff I listen to. And then, you know, some of it isn't. Some of it is very difficult. So I spend a great deal of time, like, searching out bands and then contacting them, writing them. And their success rate with writing a band is... depends on where the band's at, depends on where they are as professional. You know, some bands are like, of course. Some bands don't write back. Some bands write back with demands like, I only can give them green M&Ms. It goes on and on. It's a little bit harder than you might think. So, I happened upon this band. I was at a business conference in Houston, Texas. Makes it sound like I'm so important. I'm not. Unfortunately, I'm not important at my job. But I went to this convention in Houston, and one of the first things I do whenever I travel is find the local record shop and, like, go there and check them out. Like, so I'm driving. We piled into this little shuttle from the thing, and as I'm driving, I tapped the driver on the shoulder and said, "Hey, does Austin have some happening record shops?" And he said, "Oh yeah, we have like one or two I know of." You know, sometimes they look at you like, records. And I said, "Yeah, he pointed out as we were driving." And I was like, "Oh, great, thanks, man." And I'm kind of keeping a mental tab of where we're going, because it was still pretty far away. But I was like, "Hey, I'm going to walk." That's the other thing it's good to do when you go to a new area. You kind of get out and smell the smells and, check the place out. So I go down to this little record shop in Austin, Texas. And I'm digging around and just digging around finding music. I found like a Mimi Van Doren record, she had sung some songs for like some crazy B movie she got. So I found a pressing of that album, and I was like, oh yeah, I'm taking that home. Because that's the other thing with a record shop. Most, if you're a working stiff like me, you're spending X amount of dollars, and you just try and maximize that. How many records you're coming home with, you know? It's not like you can just walk in and say, I'll take one record store, please, and buy everything you want, because that's just not how it works. So I happened upon this album, and it was in, like, the bit, like, there's always a bin of, like, records that have been around that didn't sell, or they sold some, but then just didn't sell the rest of them, whatever. Discount bins. I live in them. So I'm digging around, and I find this band. And like, what was it called? I think it was like Welcome to Sin City or something like that. And it was the Go-Getters. Knew nothing about the band, just, but it was like cheap enough that I was like, throw it on the pile. And I came home with it, and I listened to it, and then I just kind of, whatever, forgot about it. Just put it back into my piles of vinyl. Because that was like, you know, maybe 4 years ago I did that. And then just recently, I like dug it out again, and because every day I try and have some coffee and listen to some music. It's a good way to start the day. And I put this record on. I was like, man, this record's good. I wonder, like, what's with this band, you know? So I went on Facebook, and sure enough, there's a Facebook page and everything like that. So I start learning more about them. They're a Swedish rockabilly band, and they are still like cranking. So I wrote them, and lo and behold, they wrote back. So long story short, here is the Go-Getters. Swedish rockabilly awesomeness for your ears right now.
I arrive in America's airport with clothing, US dollars, and a jar of gypsy tears to protect me from AIDS.
There's a man who lives a life of danger. With everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. Yeah, with every move he makes and every chance he takes, the odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man, they've given you a number and have taken away your name. Lying on the Riviera one day, lying dead in a Bombay alley next day. Yeah, with every move you make and with every chance he takes, the odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man, they've given you a number and have taken away your name. Take it away.
That was the Go-Getters with Blue Moon Baby, Secret Agent Man, and loud pipes and lead feet. Very, very cool stuff. I got a lot of music from them. And that's one of those things where, you know, I'm not going to go ahead and say, oh, it was better in the olden days with record stores and stuff like that. Because, you know what, with the internet now, everything is there. Everything is, there's so much more music at your fingertips. But I do think something was lost with the, you know, where you can go in and you just kind of look around in a record shop and dig around and find stuff. And it's not better, but it's different. I don't know how to describe it. Like, I'm not one of those guys that's like, oh, the olden days were better. Because they weren't. The internet has, I mean, I can have access to all the music in the entire known universe on the internet, the YouTube and all this kind of stuff, that, this, that, the other thing. But it's not quite the same, is it? In fact, you know what? I'm going to play one or two more because, man, those guys rock. They are the Go-Getters. Make sure you go to their YouTube or their Facebook page, the Go-Getters Band or whatever. It's always some random thing. And then also make sure you go out and support them by buying some of their records or T-shirts or other, you know, support the bands that support us.
Minnie-Me loves chocolate. Scotty do.
What? I like chocolate fine. I just...
Scotty do.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was very familiar. Hang on, let me do what I do. Would you stop?
How about
you
know?
How about a what?
How about you know?
What do you...
How about you know?
I don't even...
How about you know?
Honestly, isn't this...
How about you do, ladies and gentlemen, Scotty do.
This is a story that long waited to be told. It began in the minds of men many, many years ago.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Lift off.
What a rocket. Ooh, what a rocket. Well, me and my baby we're moving to outer space. Oh yeah. Me and my baby we're moving to outer space. Well, I made me right from an old piece of red and I souped it up like an 88. I grabbed my baby and started to bop. And look out, Mars, we're our next stop. Ooh, what a rocket. To say, she grabbed me as she started flipping it. Don't you wreck this ship. Ooh, what a rocket. Ooh, what a rocket. With me and my baby, we're moving to outer space. Oh yeah. Me and my baby, we're moving to outer space. We started to pop and he ain't no square. Rock and roll is everywhere. Ooh, what a rocket. Ooh, what a rocket. With me and my baby, we're moving to outer space. Oh yeah. Me and my baby, we're moving to outer space.
That was the last two I played were the Go-Getters, Blitzkrieg Bop and Rocket. And, you know, it's just not quite the indie circuit unless we hear some insane, screaming, crazy Japanese girl trio punk band. So I am going to say adieu and ride off into the sunset to the melodic tones. Who should I play? Who should I play? Let's play, oh my god, let's play some Red Bacteria Vacuum to send us off. See y'all next week, everyone. This has been the Indie Circuit, show 153. Yikes, it's a lot of show. See y'all next week, everyone. Follow me!
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.